Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hey, boys.
Thanks, Laura. Why would anybody make fun of you for wearing boots and hats?
The text line had a field day.
Oh, did they?
Embracing the culture. I respect it, Reginald.
Hey, man, just do whatever you want to do.
Just
go for it, man. Now, I mean, it's not me, and I want you to be comfortable. My thing is just don't feel like you got to. Just don't feel like you feel forced to.
CJ.
I know there's some people who probably move here and be like, man, I got to get some cowboy boots. If you want to get them, get them. I got to wear a cowboy hat. If you want to get them, get them.
Well, why, if he didn't want to, why would he?
I don't know, man.
God bless.
I mean, if he didn't,
I'll be honest,
he didn't want to?
I'll be honest. No, I'm not saying that. I will be honest. I think
Reggie, someone forced you to wear that, bro.
I think Reggie, he can't hear you. He said, Reggie, did somebody force you to wear that?
Happened organically.
Put on the shirt,
then put on boots, and I was like, well, might as well match it up.
I do think Reggie can be peer pressure.
Huh.
Are you calling me weak-willed? What's happening here?
I feel like you can get in your head. I think Reggie can be peer pressure.
I think
Reg, I'm not saying on this occasion.
I don't think you're peer pressurable. I think you're willing. I think he's willing to.
That's another way to say it.
I think he's willing to live outside his comfort zone some.
I'm always good raw dog in the drive.
Sure. I mean, that's one way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Raw dogging.
I mean, yeah, I mean, like I said, man, just don't. Hey, if you want to do it, do it. Don't feel obligated.
Well, you keep saying that every time he wears that, and like you're insinuating like he doesn't want to do it.
Trying to deter people.
Clearly, he's okay.
I'm not trying to deter
him. Clearly, he's okay with, hey, man, I'm going to the rodeo. Let me grab me a lid, man. Let's go do it.
He brought it up of like, hey, man, nobody made fun of me. And I said, nobody's going to make fun of me.
Well, the text line been hammering him.
Did they?
Apparently.
I think it's become clear you're just a Western wear hater.
I'm not a Western wear hater. You are. I'm not. I think Clint looks great when he puts it on. I think Reggie looks good.
Doc Holliday flipping around in his grave somewhere.
I was not a fan of what C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson put together. But yeah, do it. You know, do your thing. I could just see the look in his eye that first time. It felt like it was a bit of a peer pressure situation for him.
It's my favorite position to watch.
I think he can be easily peer pressured, by the way. Hey, I did want to push this news across. This is kind of come out today that the Astros and shortstop Jeremy Peña were deep into contract extension discussions for a deal exceeding $105 million over 5 years, Clint.
It's a panty dropper.
And then my man said, hey, let me switch up agents real quick on you.
Who was his agent? Do we have the original agent's name?
I don't know. By the way, do you have another baseball agent? I got one. Do you have a, like, if I just say, all right, bang out baseball agents outside of Scotty Board. You got one? Text line, you got one? The only one I have is, I believe his name is Casey Close.
I ain't got it.
Mighty Casey.
Check that out. I think Casey Close. I think he was Freddie. He's Freddie Freeman's agent.
Athletes First hasn't leaked in MLB yet, has it?
Well, yeah, you might. Master P, you remember Master P got into that business, and Master P took over and did a Ricky Williams contract. I believe Casey Close is an agent. I believe that is. Yeah. He's an MLB agent. Yeah.
He happens to be the one that Freddie gets sideways with. Or.
Yeah. That's the only other one I have. But no. He after they were deep into those discussions, Clint, he moved on to Scott Boras. And listen, that part is we understand. I believe the tenor of the discussions probably changed now that Scott Boras is over this. Obviously, Jeremy Peña is looking to go in a different direction here, and I am going to say, though, Clint and Tyler, this does, if I'm an Astros fan, make me feel better, because clearly they are trying to keep Jeremy Peña. Like, this is not one, and you would say, oh, some may say, oh, yeah, what? No, there was no contract. I don't believe real discussions for real ones with Kyle Tucker. I believe they were probably hitting a certain thing and just said, you remember, hell, they didn't even, when George Springer came up, there wasn't even a fault of keeping George Springer or Garrett Cole or some of these other guys. And to think like they are deep into it, Clint, this seems to be one that they don't want to get away. And if I'm an Astros fan and if somebody's covering them, I'm happy about that. I'm happy that they're working to get Jeremy Peña.
I think this is right up the alley of the Astros, right? I mean, try to get them early and cheat. And I know 105 over 5 sounds like a big number, but you let Jeremy Peña play this thing out, and he keeps playing anywhere remotely close to how he's playing right now, and 105 over 5 ain't going to be even in the same ballpark of what he's going to sign for. So, yeah, I do. I wonder if he got a call from Carlos Gray and said, whoa. Oh, wait a minute, Peña. What are you doing, man?
Well, you like that one, huh?
But I wish they'd have got that deal done, kept Jeremy around here a few more years. I damn sure wish they'd have got it done before he called Scott. Mm-hmm. But I got to believe Scott's got a little different approach here
mind
for Jeremy Peña.
So what, 20 a year? He may, maybe trying to get to 25, 30 a year? Is that where he's trying to roll to? Like, I don't know if that is the case, because before this first half of the season, Clint, that's not the space you would think Jeremy Peña was in, you know, a jumping up into the 25 to 30 a year. But I'm going to assume that's where he believes he wants to get to, and Scott Boras is going to try to make happen, especially if he keeps playing like this. I don't know, man. I just
love that money.
And maybe they will get like they did with Bregman, and there's a stopping point that they refuse to go over. I hope they look at him differently. But there are some guys, Clint, in this situation where I feel like the Astros aren't even going to try to give a fair or real offer, because their thought is, well, we're just going to move on without him. Like, some of those offers they gave Carlos Correa were offers of, hey, man, we're just going to say we offered it, but we know good and hell well there is no chance that he is going to sign, you know, something like this. So I don't. We'll see. This does absolutely change the entire tenor of the discussions when you bring in Scott Boras, but hopefully this doesn't change how much the Astros want to bring him in.
Well, I mean, Correa got a 6-year deal for $200, so he averaged $33.3 a year. So, I mean, and here we're going to be sitting 3-4 years later. I got to believe Scott believes that number's up closer to that than 20.
You think so? You think?
Yeah, I mean, he got that after they knew that there was some kind of injury that held up a damn physical.
I think Peña does have to keep this up for a year.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? No, this has to be real.
Yeah,
no question.
Yeah, that's...
No question. This has to be real. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, right now, Jeremy Peña is in... Right now, today, he is in the conversation with the best shortstops in the game.
Yeah.
Now, if this doesn't continue, that's why the deal that the Astros are putting on the table is probably somewhat appealing. Is, do I strike while the iron's hot, and if I fade at all, I got the money in the pocket, or do I believe that this is what I'm going to do for the next 2 years, and then I can go get 33, 30, 35 a year, some of these other guys are doing.
The last 2 years, I didn't see Jeremy Peña being a 20-plus million a year shortstop.
Oh, no, we've seen it for about a month and a half, 2 months.
Those 30 days in October where he was the ALCS MVP and the World Series MVP. But, yeah, if he keeps this up for a year, Scott going to move him.
Well, that's the play here, right, is Scott saying, well, wait a minute. I mean, you sign now. Yes, you've got the money in your pocket. But if you wait, you continue this. I mean,
because he's making $4 million. That's what he's making right now.
That's what Jeremy's making? Well, that's the deal with you can't blame the Astros for making the offer. It's one of those where it's like, this is life-changing money for you and your entire family.
And it sounds like this was close to happening. The way they're saying
I want the details of how that happened. Bregman? Was Bregman with Boris? He was Boris, wasn't he?
Yeah. You think somebody Jeremy start calling around a little bit? What you think here?
Hey, man. Wait, what? Man,
get out of there, man. Who's this dude you're trying to... Who's your agent? Get up out of here, man. Get up out of here. Someone texted in that Pena was with Beverly Hills Sports Council. Whatever that is. Beverly Hills.
Sounds like it was a good move to Boris.
Oh, yeah.
Good decision, unfortunately for us.
Scott was there in open arms. Come on home, baby. Come on home. All right. Well, that is the latest there. Jeremy Pena looked like was getting close to getting inked long term, but now that is going to take a bit of a pause now that he has changed agents and brought in Scott Boras. But last night, Clint, they did get a big win. We talked about it yesterday. This is a start to a part of their schedule. We're going to kind of learn a lot as they're going up against other really good teams, other first place teams, and the first to start with are the Phillies, who lead the AL East, and a really good offensive baseball team. And Clint, I saw a couple of things. First of my takeaways from yesterday's game is this is why the Astros are so scary. Not just, you know, the mystique of the Astros of what they've been over the last almost decade.
Seven f***ing times.
There you go. Thanks, Verlander. You think I bet Verlander just wanders and finds his way back here in some form or fashion. But
wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I feel like Jim loves him. But to me, yesterday, what Framber was able to do to that offense, that's to me why I think they're really scary when it comes to the postseason, Clint, because they have two guys that have the potential to do that to you. And right, like two guys that can just dominate any lineup, including the one that includes Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper and that crew that they have in Philly, Trey Turner and all of them, can just stifle them for no runs and then come back and do it with Framber, then come back and do it with Hunter.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing that scares everybody is they can do this to the Phillies, to the Yankees, and next thing you know, you look up and you're down 0-2 in a series.
Who's
you
know, your daddy now?
With these guys. And that's the scary part to then go with the back end of their bullpen.
Well, look, there's no doubt. Framber Valdez and Hunter Brown are straight filthy. I mean, they are lethal, man. And they both seem to be at the top of their game right now. The most impressive part about last night to me was, I mean, I think it was three of the first four innings. Framber had two runners on. They stranded the Eagles. The Phillies stranded two runners in each of three of the first four innings, which means that Framber got into a little bit of trouble and was able to get out of it. A couple of good defensive plays behind him, but some really good pitching. That's the impressive part about Framber to me is it you know, obviously I'd like to see the start that the Phillies pitcher had where he just went, I think, Ron, he threw nine pitches in the first three innings. He went nine pitches, and was toeing the rubber in the fourth. Yeah,
no hit into the sixth.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, he was making it look easy. So, I would rather that kind of outing, but to watch Framber Valdez never get frustrated, work through an error, work through, some tough spots with runners on first and third and runners on first and second. He worked through it, and then when he, it just seems like at some point in time in every outing, he's going to hit stride for three or four innings if he can fight through the trouble.
He did it and didn't have his great stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean,
no,
he goes four walks and three strikeouts in the game, and he goes against that lineup, seven innings, no run.
Yeah.
Like that's the scary part of the Astros.
Yeah, it was impressive. And the thing is, when he and Hunter Brown or anybody's on the bump and they're pitching like that, when it comes down to they make it a one-swing game, it seems like the Astros are handling business in that situation.
It seems now
the
like odd any, part anybody,
is bingo.
Anybody can hit can have the one swing.
That's the interesting part.
Where did
part
Cooper
about
Hummel
this.
Come from?
I don't know. He bounced around a little bit, Ron. Yankees, I think the Yankees, maybe Red Sox as well.
I mean, I remember. I know he's here, but where that like? Okay, that's who's going to end the game tonight. Yeah, Dubon's going to hit 4 home runs on the trip.
Yeah,
you know, it is just wild. I mean, it is crazy what happens. It is anybody just will do it, and that's obviously what they have created in there. That it doesn't matter who it is. I mean, Christian Walker can go 0-4 again. Diaz can struggle like he has. It don't matter.
We'll get all this little funk.
Victor Caratini, you want to step in? He had to hit in 3 days. All right, hell, man, I'll come up with the game winner. Right, I mean, Dubon is finding doubles and stuff. It is just crazy. Right, there's someone texting multiple double plays made the pitches when he had to. But yep. I mean, that's a part of Fromber. He finds a way to induce double plays as well as anybody in baseball with how he keeps the ball low with that sinker and those curveballs. So I mean, he just that is the scary thing is they got two dudes. That one, you know, if they're on, it's a long day. Two, even when they're not completely on, like it's not just keeping in the game. It's, I mean, I might not have my great control, but I'll take the Phillies 7 innings, no runs, and 4 walks and able to get out of things. So, yeah, man, just amazing performance again by Framber Valdez, and he has been rolling. Clint, I'll say this real quick on the way to the break. You can think about it, and maybe you got the answer already. But I said this to Tyler before the show. You got one playoff game to give the ball to a starter. Who are you giving it to? Right now, everything you know, you got one game. You giving it to Framber or Hunter?
Man, that's a hell of a decision. I would probably go Hunter right now.
Is that what you said, Tyler?
That is correct.
I just have seen Framber have these moments in the postseason.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Now, I've seen it go the other way. Mm. But I still have the memories of the Boston game and the year where they won the World Series with Dusty, and he was clearly their best guy.
Well,
so I may lean there, and because he is the last 7-8 starts, he has been rolling. Like he's probably been pitching better than Hunter has. I think Hunter's pitched better throughout the year, but maybe the last few starts him. All right, coming up, news here with the Rockets that we saw coming. Now we understand it, and it makes a lot of sense and now leaves them room to do other things. We'll let you know what that is coming up next.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Having a good time today on a Wednesday. NBA draft coming through. The Rockets, as of now, don't have a pick, but still a big day in the basketball world. And a lot going on here. The Astros look to continue to try to go ahead and take care of this series tonight against the Phillies. But the Rockets are still sitting pretty. The Rockets are still sitting pretty as big stories, big conversation points, not only here, but in the city. And Clint, the latest now has happened, and that is Fred VanVleet. We understood that they opted out. They even pushed it back for a longer period of time to kind of take a look at what kind of deal they could get done, and they have been able to do so. And they have, it looks like they are planning to agree to a 2-year, $50 million deal. Clint, a 2-year, $50 million deal to stay with the Houston Rockets. Fred VanVleet was set to make $44.9 million in the team option next season. And that is done, and now a new deal, and now it looks like, not looks like, I think I can add that one up, 25 a year over the next 2 years, which makes a lot more sense for where Fred is right now. And I think that's a great move, and obviously that puts them in a better place to kind of allocate money elsewhere as opposed to giving him $45 million.
Hell yeah, it's a good deal. To go from potentially making 43, $44 million a year to agreeing to 25 per over two, I think it's a great deal. I think it's a team-friendly deal. I know Fred VanVleet is not maybe who he once was, but after that run he just made in the playoffs and helping build that culture and the foundation with Ime Udoka, I gotta believe if he would have wanted to, he could have pushed for more than $25 million a year.
Yeah, he'd have been somewhere in Washington though. This makes the most sense for him.
No question. But I think that's the beauty of it, right? Is you got veteran players, you got superstars, veteran players like Kevin Durant that want to come here over other places. And then when they get here, they're talking about taking less, to allow the team to build around. And then you've got, literally within a handful of days, you've got Fred VanVleet agreeing to a deal that seems to be significantly less money than he could have made either, elsewhere in the NBA. The fact that they've built something that guys want to be a part of, that guys are willing to take less to be a part of, there's something to be said there. The Rockets have accomplished a lot of things, and that's what we're seeing that they've accomplished as of late.
And now how we're seeing how this has unfolded with them bringing in Kevin Durant and moving on with Dylan Brooks from Dylan Brooks and Green. But you can see now his value to keeping him here is even greater right now. The value that he will potentially bring as a steadying in point guard that knows how to play with stars. He won a championship playing with Kawhi Leonard, so he knows how to play his role off of a player like that. And now, obviously, the leadership even comes even more with him now that Dylan Brooks has moved on to Phoenix. Now, his value for the Rockets is even, to me, even greater than it was, the first couple of years. I think he was big to set the culture, but now he is him and Kevin Durant. And I guess, is Jeff Green still on the team? I guess he still is. But if Jeff Green isn't there, him and Durant are the two guys who have won championships and played deep into the playoffs. Those are the two guys. And to have him back there with Kevin Durant makes a ton of sense.
Well, if you listen to the critics of Kevin Durant, the alpha on the floor, the leader on the floor, the leader other than just the actions and the work ethic may be lacking. If you listen to the critics, I think Ime Udoka is plenty alpha enough to overcome whatever Kevin Durant isn't. But if you look at Fred VanVleet, again, coming off that unbelievable performance in the playoffs, the only reason that they even hung around in the playoffs,
he got high.
And that leadership component that you're talking about could be even more valuable now, alongside Kevin Durant than maybe it was before. So Yeah, this is, it's just, I think it's very telling about the team that these guys are, again, willing to take less and willing to take what I would refer to as team-friendly deals to stick around because they believe that they can win here.
Let me ask you and the people this, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, please jump in on this as well. Now we know they've got Fred secured, and he's going to be in the backcourt with his contract. We know they traded for KD, Amen Thompson, Shingun, Jabari Smith, everything that we can kind of see that they have. Tari Eason, I know yesterday you talked about the potential importance of Reed Shepard, Steven Adams they bring back as well, you know, Cam Whitmore, the rest of the crew. As I said yesterday, when I look at this, I still believe they are going to add a piece that is another contributor that's not here yet. When you look at what they have here, you think about this team, what do you think they need still? Obviously, they lost Dylan Brooks. And there's something there from the way he shot last year and all the intangible stuff. But if you're looking at it, if you're like, all right, Rafael Stone is potentially, and Udoka potentially looking at adding another veteran piece or another piece there. I know they talked about Russell Westbrook and Harden or whatever, but what do you think this team, for you, when you look at what they're going to put out there, still may need?
Man, that's a good question. Look, I think we talked yesterday, obviously, about Reed Shepard and that shooting aspect. But as I look at what you put out here as the potential starting lineup, Van Vliet, Amen Thompson, KD, Jabari Smith, and Shingun, I mean, I think between KD obviously and Jabari Smith being on the floor more and Fred Van Vliet showing what he did in the playoffs, I do think you've got some shooting there in the starting lineup that I think you can live with and win with. I think for me it's a we're talking championship caliber stuff. We're talking about team being viewed on. I think it's Amen Thompson taking the next step.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't, your number two to KD can't be a guy that may or may not have the confidence, may or may not believe in his jump shot, may or may not believe in kind of his approach to the game night in, night out. So I would say Amen Thompson taking the next step, would determine, unless they're going to make another move for a bigger name player. Like, I think Amen Thompson taking the next step is key.
Text line coming in, and this could be him, as you just said that. Text line coming in, Rockets need another playmaking guard. And he says that can shoot. Another playmaking guard, that could be Amen Thompson, the next step for him to be the next playmaker. I would say still, especially with you, because your Reed Shepard feel is more of a hope, like a not
well, that's
more
why
of a
I
hope,
picked it, because I feel like I know what these other guys bring to the table. I don't know what Reed Shepard brings
but
to the table.
But what you're hoping he brings to the table is shooting. And for me, and someone, Rocky texted in 3-and-D guy, a three-point shooter, defensive wing guy. Cam Johnson is a name he put forth. I am still not 100%, not 100%, but not confident and comfortable with their shooting completely yet. I think they need to add another shooter. If they could add another, like you said, Cam Johnson, Rocky, I'm thinking guys that are available. Quentin Grimes, who started to kind of go off a little bit there. Remember him from playing with the Cougs, but he started to go off there with Philly. Malik Beasley has been a shooter in the league. He shot the ball really well with Detroit last year, kind of a guard forward. Those guys are guards or forwards that can shoot. I still, because right now, when you look at it, I feel good about KD as a shooter. Jabari and Fred still right now, I would categorize as streaky at times. Like, I still don't know that they are just, all right, come in and knock down, right? And then Tari Eason is I think, streaky, probably a little bit below those two. And then Reed Shepard is the one you think could be it. But again, as we said yesterday, you can't go past the fact that they desperately needed shooting. He was the third overall pick, and they wouldn't put him on the floor. So, to me, if they could find a guy that is proven that, you know, all right, man, when KD or Shingun are being doubled, or they're gonna, this is a guy that can go spot up and knock down shots. I think that, like, that one piece that they're moving it in some form or fashion. So I think they still need some shooting. We'll talk to Brandon Scott about that at 4:40 in the 4 o'clock hour, see what he thinks they potentially still may need moving forward. All right, coming up tonight, as we said, NBA draft, Cooper Flagg. There are some tiers within what type of player they think he will be. And now the way this thing is setting up, Dallas made some news yesterday with Kyrie Irving. He is going to be there long term. Are the Dallas Mavericks making you nervous at all as your team is growing into a championship contender and they're putting things together with AD, Cooper Flagg, and Kyrie Irving? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Welcome back into The Drive as we get back at it. Hey, we will not be in tomorrow, fellas, because Clint and I will be in Traverse City, Michigan.
I'll be here.
I know you'll be here, man, holding it down, man. Your greatness. That's why you're the number four producer in all of...
Damn, I dropped?
I think you jumped up, man.
If you were going, we could have our golf match,
you
man.
You had gotten down to eight. I would love to officiate that. But yeah, you got down to eight.
Damn.
I had knocked you some points.
I wasn't aware.
The best bets really got away. I mean, that we had to.
Oh, right. No,
we had to drop. We had to drop.
That's my subconscious right there trying to block all that out. I remember now.
You're right. You're in the green today, though, wasn't you, yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Almost perfect.
We hadn't had a Dookie Awards either. What was that called?
Turds.
We didn't turge list either.
Not in a while.
Dock his ass, yeah. Ron.
All right.
Dock his ass.
Number five. The fifth best producer in all of the fifth best. Just docked you one. The best.
It's like, what's that game show where people are in their squares and they're talking? No whammies. No, the one where the guy that's the host actually gives them points or takes points away from them.
Around the horn. We just lost it. Around the horn. Tony Reale.
Tyler's in there going, Dock a point. He's taking away points.
By the way, I got drawn into a Fresh Your Luck yesterday. There was an episode. There was this.
Oh, it's a great game show.
There was. Listen, my in-laws are at the house, helping me take care of the wife.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Just had surgery. And they are big, big. I'm certain it's my mother-in-law, but are huge game show watchers. I mean, this TV remains on the game show network. I mean, I've gotten all I can on a Family Feud. Some of these shows, we got stuck last night. What's the one where the balls roll down and they knock you down into it? I think honestly, I believe it's called Quiz Show with Balls.
Like humans or and human pins?
They're standing like it's family.
You watch too much TV.
I've never watched this show in my life. I've walked in, Clint, and every day it's game show, baby. We watch. Only thing shook it off. I got Caitlin Clark on TV after the game shows went off. But they. Some people have listened to this. Have seen this show. It's Jay Farrell from Saturday Night Live. Do all the voices. He's the host, and their family's going against each other, and they ask him these questions, and they're always like, I guess, just the amount of right answers out there for how many people line up, and if you are wrong, they've got these huge balls that roll down and they just drill you into the water.
Oh my god.
And one of them, this family had to get they did sports, and it was all right, they put six teams out there. Which one of these, there are two teams that have never in their team history won back-to-back championships. And they, I mean, they had the Niners, they had the Patriots up there, they had the Steelers up there. Anyway, the two teams that they were sitting up there, a guy was sitting there, the fam, you could talk through it. The guy was like, all right, I know the Giants, they've done it. I'm thinking, I'm sitting there to myself, the Giants have never won back-to-back championships. I know that. I couldn't remember if it was the Dolphins. Dolphins, I wasn't sure on, but I know the Giants have it. He was like, no, he put his mom in the Giants. Put his mom in that Giants hole. And so you stand in the hole and and then big old
I gotta ball, look into
and
this.
Then big old balls come rolling through and they get the repeater because they're just standing there and then bam they get drilled the and they just fly into the water man. But no man, she had me on this thing, but now there was this brother on your pressure luck. I mean, this dude, he was going, boy, he's jumping up and down, and I mean he lost. He walked away, didn't win a dime. But I mean
when I was a teen, I watched that game show a lot.
He made the most of his appearance.
Oh, he was jumping. I thought he was this was a brother in about his mid fifties, probably about 260, and he was jumping over the table. I was like,
no whammies,
like,
no whammies.
Like jumping up and down. He had run that thing up, Tyler, to about 62,000.
Ooh.
Running up there, and then he got four straight whammies. Just took his money, and his dad was over there. He had 8 buttons on a suit. I didn't know we'd still made suits that long. And his dad was over there. It's all right, son. Press your luck. Go for it, son. Walked out of there with nothing. Not a damn dime.
That but, little mascot creature guy will get you, man.
But yeah. But anyway, as we head to Traverse City, Michigan tomorrow, it'll be a fun time, man. They got it all. We're probably going to have a good story, Tyler, on Friday on how bad I am on the golf course. Because we are, listen, it's...
Looking forward to it.
I'm be honest with you, I have not played, maybe I've gone to the driving range a couple times since I've moved to Houston.
Is that my boy wrong?
But I have not played 9 or 18 since I lived in Kansas City.
Well, that ought to be pretty. You want to bet something?
I don't want to bet a thing, man. I'm just trying to get through it, baby, and have some fun.
When you go to Traverse City, Michigan, when you go to Grand Traverse Resort and Spa, and
these are too good of golf courses for me to go out here and just
probably true. But when you're a radio guy, you get some perks. You know what I mean? You get some perks. So you can go from runway to fairway in a very short amount of time. In fact, we're going to try to see if we can't set some records. We're going from landing at 4 o'clock, getting a rental car, going to the hotel, dropping everything off, and then teeing off at 5:30, hour and a half. So everything, we'll let you know how tight everything is in terms of legitimately going from runway to fairway. But when you're talking about Traverse City, Michigan, man, it's luxury accommodations,
absolutely,
3 championship golf courses, world-class spa services, and unforgettable events. I've already got, my wife is going with me. I've already got her set up on a wine tasting on Friday, which is apparently there's a winery. It's in a cave. I may bounce off the course after 9 and go meet y'all just in, if my wife wants my company.
It's one of over 50 they have. This,
yeah, so. 50 wineries. So and then she's going to do the spa on Saturday, which I think I'll take part in that spa as well. So whether you're trying to get out and enjoy 900 acres of scenic northern Michigan, 100 miles of shoreline, wooded trails, sandy beaches, playing golf, resort and spa, whatever you're looking for. I'm talking about, this is a premier getaway in northern Michigan. It is Traverse City, Michigan, y'all. Grand Traverse Resort and Spa is where we will be.
Yeah, yeah. Jack Nicklaus has a course there that he helped design. Gary Player called the Wolverine, which he helped design as well. Restaurants all over the place. And we'll be at the resort a lot, but they're downtown. Also, great things there. Shops all up and down downtown. Restaurants.
I was hoping to avoid those, not the restaurants, the shops. When I talked to the folks there, they said, "Yeah, man, downtown the shops." I said, "Well, let's keep that for my wife. Let's keep. We got a lot of other things that we can do.
You're not avoiding that.
Okay.
I mean, you're not.
It'll be a good time, man. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah. You guys got a rental car. Not a chance in hell you're avoiding that.
Well,
I'm gonna be right there with you.
I may take that rental car when I leave and go golf.
Just make sure you fill it up with gas, and we'll be winning.
All
right,
we'll be. It's all close, man. I don't need to fill nothing up until it's time to go.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, draft tonight. Dallas, everybody knows Cooper Flagg is going to go one. The projected top five, Cooper Flagg going one. Dylan Harper, Ron Harper's kid from Rutgers, going to the Spurs. This is coming from ESPN, their mock draft, how they see this going. Vijay Ejikomb of Baylor, NBA body ready to go, body-wise, going third to the Sixers. The Hornets getting Con Knipple. You remember him from Duke. Jeremy Fears, a really creative point guard out of Oklahoma, top five to the Jazz. And then if you're wondering, being mocked at the 10 spot, obviously we know the Rockets traded the number 10 pick to the Suns, and that is Carter Bryant, forward, big kid out of Arizona. I mean, he's got skills. He didn't start for Arizona, right? Which is generally you don't see a top 10 pick not start his 1 year in college. He didn't consistently start at Arizona, but that's who potentially they're going to go there. There seems to be kind of levels and tiers of where people see Cooper Flagg. We're seeing comparisons at the high end, Clint, of the Kawhi Leonard and the Jason Tatum with his size and ability to defend. Then they're kind of the mid tier of like Scottie Pippen, and then the Jalen Johnson, who's a really good young player for Atlanta, averaged almost 20-10 this year. And then Andre Kirilenko, if you remember him with the Jazz. Where would you, if you had to put your money, where are you most comfortable seeing the kind of tier of a player you think he will be?
Well, look, I haven't watched enough of Cooper Flagg to probably confidently put him in any level. But if you're mentioning names like Kawhi Leonard, Jason Tatum, I could potentially see that. I mean, is Scottie Pippen below Jason Tatum and Kawhi Leonard?
I think Scottie Pippen I would say Leonard and Tatum were guys that were kind of number ones on their teams. And Scottie could be the best Robin of all time, but he was kind of the Robin of the team. So
I think he can definitely be a Robin, a really good Robin. I think you know, when you're talking about a standalone one that can win championships, those guys, you know, there's more number one overall picks that aren't that than are.
Yeah, I'm not quite comfortable going like Tatum and Kawhi Leonard. Those guys have been multiple first team all NBA guys, right? and clear ones, and obviously Kawhi won both of them. Hell, both of them were the best player on a championship team. I do feel better than I did after the season ended. I just feel better about his situation.
Well, right? Nico needs to feel real good about it.
Nico, obviously, he's got to go through Nico, but
he needs him to be Jordan.
The situation of him going with Anthony Davis and Kyrie, that means he doesn't have to come right in, Clinton. He's got to average 25, well, right?
I mean,
you know,
we sit around making fun of Nico all we want. I mean, that could be a sexy group there.
And a group where he, you know, like we're seeing here with Houston, we're seeing Amen Thompson getting a chance to have to grow into his role and not have to come in and, hey, we need you to be our best player. Like, he can grow into that role. So I do feel better about the situation he's going. He's not going to Washington.
And it's probably fair to say, Cooper Flagg, we need you to be our third best player. Like, yes, we're drafting you number one overall. You're more mature than most your age.
I mean, we'll see. I don't know if he's got a choice.
good point.
You know, first
right.
year.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Maybe we'll see as it keeps going on. All right, I got a question about the Texans. And I think we feel one way about the Texans, and I think it's a very real way, and I think most people nationally feel this same way. But I do want to kind of go the other way and have a discussion coming up next right here live on The Drive.